Let me tell you about Akash Bashir. Could he be the first saint of Pakistan? Akash was just 20 years old when he volunteered as a security guard at the church. There'd been a number of attacks and persecutions on Christians in the country, and Akash decided, along with a number of other volunteers, that they would step forward to protect the church as volunteer security guards. On Sunday, the 15th of March, 2015, Akash was volunteering as a security guard when he noticed someone trying to enter the church who looked rather suspicious. Akash then realized that this person had a number of explosives under their clothes. Akash tried to prevent this person from moving forward, but when he realized that this person wasn't going to give up, he wrapped his arms around him and hugged this person and said, "I will die, but I will not let you in." Unfortunately, the person detonated the bombs, killing himself, Akash, and a couple of other people who were there as well. Akash's heroic act that day ended up protecting and saving the lives of around 1,000 people who were gathered in the church to worship God. This great gesture of Akash wasn't just spur of the moment. It was the fruit and the expression of a simple faith that was lived out day by day. At school, he would stand up for those who faced injustice. When he noticed that people who were on the streets, who were less fortunate, when he realized that they had nothing, he would try to give them something. He would give up his food, he would give up his time, even to the point where he would go hungry himself in order to give food to the poor. His teachers also recognized that he did everything with the fullest of heart. He tried to care for those who were mistreated. He tried to do something about it. His mother recognized that he was a simple boy who lived his life in the path of the Lord. And his father said that Akash's life and death is a great example of the strength of the Christian people in Pakistan. The Vatican has given to Akash the title Servant of God, and it's the first stage on the process of canonization to become a saint, to be recognized as a saint in the Catholic Church. The Vatican announced this on the 31st of January, which is the feast day of St. John Bosco. And this is rather significant because Akash spent a rather short but impactful time at a Salesian school where he picked up the ethos of St. John Bosco, which is to love through adversity, to encourage others in their faith. It was there that Akash started to develop in his prayer life, so he would dedicate little moments to God. The Salesian school also taught Akash not to stop in the face of adversity, but to continue on the path of faith and the path of life, and not to get bitter about adversity, but to face things with enthusiasm, with the enthusiasm of life and faith. Throughout the history of the church, the blood of the martyrs has been the seed of faith, the seed of the church. The church has grown as a result of these great heroic witnesses of the faith. And that is the case here in Pakistan. There has been an increase in the number of baptisms, an increase in the number of people going to church, and also an increase in re-energizing of the youth initiatives of the parish. Akash's short life teaches us that the glory of heaven is not found in riches or in power, but it's found in surrender and love. And Akash followed the path of Christ. Jesus said that no greater love has man than this, than to lay down his life for his friends. That is what Jesus did on the cross, and he defeated death by his resurrection. And now Akash has shared in the death of Christ, has surrendered his life to protect the lives of others. Akash has shared a death like Jesus's, and may he share in the resurrection of Jesus.